a person who had acquired so much power was able to test this power to the other shaman. And it was that time when they abused the power they have. And it was evil thing to do. But there was always tendency amongst them to try each other's power. And that was a bad thing. It was not very easy to live with those kind of people. And it was that time always, people were always on suspicious, always on the lookout. If they observe anything that is around them, whether if it's real, whether if it's just an illusion, it was very hard to live with peace. But somehow, there were some people who did that. They used to create a being that looks like a person, sometimes that looks like an animal, sometimes that looks like extraordinary animal, which could be classified only the beast of the unknown kind. So therefore, it was this skill, power, that they were able to use, which at times so believable that anyone that has been picked to test the power on him would automatically see the object which has been created from his other shaman, he could automatically assume this vision that he saw is the power of the other person's mind. And he would automatically reject it, his mind. He would counteract it with his own to be able to make it vanished, or even to be able to destroy it with his own created monstrosity of vision. This is how these people were. So it was in that time period that whenever there is any object that appeared, or a person, or a thing, or a beast, or whatever, when it ever appears into this person, would automatically concluded, this is the test of the shaman to me. And never have any other question outside of that. Never actually have time to try to examine what he saw or try to understand what it is, whether if it's created illusion or whether it hits another source of vision. It was that time. And it also that time where the automatically people experience themselves to be able to, as I said before, were able to transport themselves to the distance very far, instantly. There was no question to anyone's mind. There was no extraordinary thing to experience. People know that. They accept it as a part of their fact of life. And it was that time. That also in our legend, our myth, Jakhabish, we call Jakhabish, who was able to travel in far distance instantly to go hunt the place where he wants to be. Even to experience the time difference, future or the past. He did that against the will of his sister. It was in that time before known time that the first human began to consciously able to use this mind power, that our ancestors began to create the legends to explain this thing. That's why they have to use this created the character called Jakhabish, and also to create the other characters that play in our legends to introduce the subject. That it can be created in one's mind, in a body. Somehow, what I'm getting at is this, to make you understand the story, a short story that I am going to explain. It was in that time period. Even after the European came, it was still experienced. So in James Bay, in the James Bay Lunan, it is recorded by the Europeans, the white man who spent the winter in the James Bay area could have been Henry Hudson.